I'm speaking here with Bob Dineen with the Renewable Fuels Association. And Bob, I understand we've got some new legislation that's been introduced. And first of all, maybe you could just explain what the Renewable Fuels Reinvestment Act is or what it means.
Representatives Zora Pomeroy of North Dakota and John Shimkus of Illinois have introduced an extension of the ethanol tax incentive program, extending the 45-cent per gallon tax credit available to gasoline marketers that blend ethanol that right now is scheduled to expire December 31, 2010. It extends that for 5 years. But the bill also extends the small ethanol producer tax credit, the cellulosic tax credit, and the offsetting tariff for ethanol. So it really would establish the foundation, the public policy foundation that will allow this industry to continue to grow. These policies, the tax incentive, the offsetting tariff, the cellulose credit, and the small producer tax credit are what has built this industry and is what has allowed us to become the 12 billion gallon industry we are today.
Well, tell us why this is actually important to the ethanol industry.
Well, look, without this, failure to extend these incentives will force 112,000 Americans out of their jobs. It would shutter 2 out of every 5 ethanol plants by our analysis. It'll have lasting effects on the economy because unless we have the tax incentives, refiners can look elsewhere for their ethanol. While there is a renewable fuel standard that provides demand for ethanol, it doesn't assure where the ethanol is going to come from. And there are countries that have subsidized their ethanol that would love to be able to satisfy the RFS. But there's no reason in the world why we should be shifting our dependence on imported oil to a dependence on imported ethanol. And if we do not do this, it'll have a devastating impact on our industry. Look, you can look at what has happened with the biodiesel industry. Last year, last December, Congress failed to extend the tax incentives for biodiesel. And the impact that it has had on that industry has been catastrophic. We cannot allow that to happen with the ethanol industry. We need this policy extended. We need to have a long-term extension and investment in this industry so that the industry can continue to grow and evolve, to develop next-generation ethanol technologies and become ever more energy efficient.
So how is the ethanol industry working together on this effort? Can you make a comment to that?
Well, I mean, look, the entire industry recognizes the importance of this. So we're, working with a coalition that includes, Growth Energy, the National Corn Growers, the American Coalition for Ethanol, which is actually, ACE was in town this past week, encouraging members to be original co-sponsors to the bill. We recognize that there is no higher priority. And so, we're all working together to promote this bill.
Thank you very much. It's Bob Dineen with the Renewable Fuels Association talking about the Renewable Fuels Reinvestment Act that has been introduced and what that means for the industry. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.